How about after the wedding, when they have some kind of party?
Yeah, they always have a reception. They would have to tie a few tin cans to their car. And we'd have to mess the cars up, man. We'd put on spray old shaving lotion to mess on them.
Yeah.
Smear them up with anything we could. That would wash off pretty easy.
Yeah, yeah.
But my wife's oldest son got married here not long ago. And we took toilet tissue. And I mean, just threw his car and we had cams tied to him.
Uh-huh.
While they were getting married, we was fixing his car.
Do you remember used to, they might go to somebody's house after they got married and make a lot of noise or?
Yeah, they would start what they call surveying.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, to find out where the bride was at.
Uh-huh.
Where the newlywed was at, they did beat and hammer on the house and entertain them for an hour or so. But them traditions is about past.
Yeah, yeah.
That was their way of having fun way back then.
Mm-hmm.
And we would play Christmas tricks on people too.
Would you?
Yeah, we'd go around and we called it, back then when I was a boy, we called it Coomer. Now they change it to trick or treat.
Uh-huh.
And we called it Coomer, you know, go around on Halloween and Christmas. And we would really play tricks on it.
Hmm.
We'd done some dirty tricks when, back during Christmas times. But they've outgrown that. I haven't heard talking to the young people. That's back when we had to walk everywhere we went.
Yeah, yeah.
We would get 8 or 10 couples, you know, 14, 15, or 16-year-olds. Last time I went, I was 17-year-old. And a bunch of boys, a bunch of girls would get, go to different houses. Back then, you could hide your wash pots or anything you had out there.
Uh-huh.
Out in the yard, we'd hide it. We'd switch it with the neighbor.
Uh-huh.
Take one neighbor's old farm cart and pull it over to the other neighbor's house. Just being mischievous.
On Christmas?
Yeah, that was our Christmas entertainment.
Uh-huh.
And on Halloween, then we'd go around trick or treating, you know, and we'd play some tricks on them too.
Yeah.
We didn't even want no candy or nothing. We just go play tricks on them.
And what about at Christmas, if somebody came to visit you, what would you say to them?
Oh, they had an old saying that says, Christmas gift.
Uh-huh.
You're not, whoever said it first, but get the gift.
Okay.
And, but that was an old saying, too.
Uh-huh.
Christmas gift. And then hang old mistletoe up over the door. That was for the girlfriends to walk over, give them a Christmas gift.
How about New Year's, what would you say to them?
I don't remember what they said back then. In the little community I was in on New Year's, we didn't have no black-eyed peas.
Mm-hmm.
I call them hopping jars. But we cooked them ham hocks and peas.
Mm-hmm.
And you greet somebody that morning, you say Happy New Year. That'd be all the mm-hmm. we do.
Mm-hmm. Is peace supposed to be good luck?
What, in feel me?
Yeah, eat them on New Year's.
I don't like
it. Now how about, do you ever have any preachers around who would, like, they work another job and just preach on Sunday?
Yeah, about all of them did that.
Yeah. Have any special term that you call them, those kind of preachers?
They'd call them parson. They'd be the parson.
Mm-hmm.
Or the elder. Some churches call them the elder.
Mm-hmm.